Welcome back. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, talking with Bill Watkins, UCSB Economic Forecast Director. Bill, let's see if I get your website correct. It's www.ucsb-efp for economicforecastproject.com.
There you go.
UCSB-efp.com, economicforecastproject.com. So we're going to talk a little bit more locally. Well, one of the final quotes was from Brian Westbury, housing didn't boost our economy and it won't slow it down. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and that's an area where we're in some disagreement with UCLA in particular. But housing now, we build relatively so few per thousand that it doesn't have the economic impact that it did, say, in the 60s, when we would build 12, 13 houses per thousand at the top of a business cycle, cut that back down to six or so in a recession. Now, at top of a business cycle, Santa Barbara County is building less than three per thousand. So you stop building. You know, some individuals certainly would. Some subregions of the county would have some issues, but generally not a big deal.
I wrote this down on your notes from your talk. Is house building always detrimental to existing home prices?
Yeah. There I was trying to address the issue that comes up, because it's generally perceived, and I believe this, that people vote to limit houses in part to improve the value of their own home. If you limit supply, the value of your home should go up if demand goes up. But then there are times, you know, you could take some communities that don't have many amenities and argue that building houses will create a sufficient demand for something like a bookstore or a finer restaurant, stuff like that.
Getting into local areas, one of the comments you made, and maybe this could segue into demographics, Santa Barbara creating a large pool of low-wage workers.
Yeah, an interesting thing's happening, particularly on the South Coast, as the house prices get higher and the sort of a middle class can't afford to live here, you're seeing the obvious increase in the percentage of the population that's wealthy. But at the same time, lots of jobs just don't pay enough to commute. And those people have to live somewhere. And rather than putting them in one part of town, we're putting them, you know, several families, sometimes many families, in single-family residence throughout the community.
Go ahead.
And that's an issue that everybody knows is going on. People can, you know, I say that to audiences. People shake their heads and they say, "Yeah, there's a house in their neighborhood," but we're not really doing anything about it.
I read in today's paper that they're getting a group of workers from out of the country to fill Cottage Hospital's need for nursing. And the comment, what they were coming in, and they go, "Well, we know rents are high, but they're just coming." Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't really follow the rental market all that closely. I don't know what's going on with that.
The rental market has not gone up as much as house prices, and because rents have to be more related to the local economy, because the demographics that are driving the demand for purchase homes is different, and so anybody wealthy enough to move here is not likely to move here to rent. They're going to buy a house.
Wealthy in it, right, but except for these, you know, like these nurses or these kind of people,
So the workers and the rents, in fact, the rents are lagging house prices enough that we are seeing an increase in the coastal California of demand to turn apartments into condos. In fact, San Luis Obispo City, or it might have been the county, has recently passed an ordinance limiting the ability of people to do that, the numbers.
Limiting the ability?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't want to see all their apartments turn to condos. And so they put together a formula to limit how many could do that.
You know, just almost as a throwaway, you made a comment about wealth, and if you're not wealthy enough to come to Santa Barbara to buy a house, you won't come, or something like that. That was a huge thing that maybe you could talk about with the baby boomers. Yeah, his headset fell off. And that's part of your core
sure.
argument, if you will, or basis for supporting housing prices. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, you bet. So what we're seeing is baby boomers are at the age they buy second homes. They're at the age they start thinking about retirement. You know, Santa Barbara, South Coast in particular, is one of the most desirable locations in the world. And why not? And so as a result, we're seeing a huge increase in the growth of the population over 50 and a big decline in 35 to 50 in particular, 25 to 50 or so. And, you know, this is probably just going to keep on going.
Right. You don't see it. Now, a while back, we saw a lot of people when the stock market was kind of heading south. Mm-hmm. And interest rates to buy property were low. Mm-hmm. Saw a big migration of renters be able to buy, maybe some of them not in Santa Barbara, but maybe, you know, Ventura. Mm-hmm. And then you saw a lot of people in the stock market pull out money and buy rentals. Mm-hmm. So they were buying rentals, and renters were leaving rentals. And that, could you ask Jeff to hold for the third segment? We've got Jeff McEwen on from Five Star Finance, and we're going to do a... I just did. Jeff, stand by or call back. I'm going to finish up with Bill Hill, Bill here, and then we'll cover you for the third segment. Thanks. We'll get a little Mortgage Minute update from Jeff McEwen from Five Star Finance. So this whole migration created a little more of a rental market, and then the rental prices kind of went down, as I recall, correct? Now, are people, you know, if we're going to listen to Brian Westbury and the economy will continue to grow, it's good for the stock market. He's recommending, of all the areas, real estate, commodities, and bonds, he's recommending stocks. Are people going to maybe start selling some of their rental properties? And
I don't think so. I don't see money moving out of real estate unless there were some sort of dramatic drop. People, you know, Brian can say that this is a better investment, but they're not going to do that unless two things happen. One, the stock market starts doing really well, and the other is real estate prices start tanking. And I think, given the demographics, certainly coastal California, real estate's not likely to tank. And it's possible something really serious could happen, particularly on the geopolitical front, that would cause a loss of confidence. But barring something unusual like that, these demographic trends should persist for at least another decade. And this is a very large, very wealthy generation, baby boomers, that's driving up the demand on both coasts. Certainly not uniform across the United States. Midwest, you can get homes cheap because this is where people are leaving, right? So I think our market is, you know, like I say, unless something really serious happens, probably pretty solid. And as long as that stays, then people are not likely to start trying to liquidate those investments.
And that's another distinction you have from UCLA, where they feel that, you know, no one, any community wants to say, well, we're different. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want anyone to be able to say that.
Yeah, they're hung up on having prices tied to the local economy, and I think that's something that's, it's just not the case in coastal California, much of coastal California, particularly Santa Barbara County and
Southern California, Southern Santa Barbara County.
Yeah, but it's affecting the North County too, more and more. You know, you may not be able to retire to Santa Barbara, South County these days, and North County is an attractive alternative.
So the only bubble you forecast is the one they'll be using for angioplasty to fix your heart if prices just fall off the precipice. And
well,
plummet.
You know, if I'm going to eat my hat if prices just fall without some dramatic, unforecastable event.
But as you said, you referenced geopolitical and something very, I mean, if interest rates jump to 12% or something that radical, obviously.
Or if there were a severe oil shortage, I mean, if oil was just flat cut off, something like that would certainly have the potential.
Right, right. Yeah. This is great. Bill Watkins, UCSB Economic Forecast Director. We covered an awful lot. I didn't think I'd grab you for all this time. I so appreciate your time.
You bet.
I just wanted to mention this one thing. We keep reading in the paper, and it's not just the papers, newspapers. They're quoting California Association of Realtors, National Association of Realtors, grabbing this month, you know, April, compared to April of 2005.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, you know, I just don't understand it. And I've heard from you and I've heard from other economists, they don't love it. Well, why do they keep bringing that out as a barometer?
You know, they just have to have something to compare it to, and I, you know, I just think that anything you can do to get rid of the short-term volatility from month-to-month data, particularly on a place like the south coast of Santa Barbara County, there just aren't that many transactions, and the range of prices are such that a house or two sold or not sold in Montecito is going to really swing those things, so you have to look at something that smooths it out somewhat.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, you know, I didn't have a chance. I wanted to talk to you about the percentage of, I'll just throw this out, and then we'll run long, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back. What? I guess I'm in charge, right?
There you go. It's your show.
I'm worried about my little 31-minute tape, but it's going to be on CD and on RadioRealEstate.com, so okay. We can always listen again. But of the 478 active single-family listings, the no condos, under 10% of those.
There's not a condo listed right now on South Coast, what you just told me?
Is that the way I phrase that?
That's the way I interpreted it.
Well, my stats that I discuss are basically, these stats that I'm giving now are just single family. I'm not including.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There are a few condos for sale.
Okay.
Let's make that perfectly clear.
Right.
I'm not a crook. Okay. 478 active single family residences.
Right.
But only... under 10% of those are in escrow.
Okay.
Under 10% of those are in escrow. Last year at this time, there were 365 active listings.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, which would be the 17th week of the year 2005 and in the end of April. 365, and 26% of those were in escrow.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the number of sales transactions has fallen. And I presented some slides, tried to argue that it has no correlation to price. And in fact, we cannot find a correlation. I think what's happening is the market's just sort of becoming more normal. It takes, you know, there was a while there when, you know, people were driving up the driveway and filling out the offer forms, right?
Yeah, wheelbarrows full of cash.
And so I take this as a good sign. Prices are remaining firm. And things are taking a little longer to sell, and that's sort of a rationalization, a little bit of, you know, get rid of that zeal that was in the market there for a while. And it's a much better sign than a sudden collapse in sales or seeing big declines in prices.
I concur completely. That was the exact response I was hoping you'd give, because zeal in the market, that's an understatement. It was a pimple the size of it was unbelievable. So it was abnormal. So it's difficult if you just keep going back. It goes back to that month, last month, you know, year end last month. I always have to remember to caution and explain that it was just such a frenzied market that it's tough to compare.
Yeah.
But, well, that's good. Well, I think we just about covered everything.
All right,
you're going to be up in the North County.
Yeah, we're doing North County on the 12th at Hancock College.
May 12th.
Yeah, Friday.
Hancock College.
Friday, May 12th at 7:30. Do it again.
And you'll cover them. So maybe you could discuss this, because remember, I heard, I know this isn't your bailiwick, but Supervisor Joni Gray was floating the idea of building the bulk of the state housing mandated homes up in the North County.
So building the bulk of the county's mandated homes in North County.
That's what I understand I read in the paper. That,
you know,
was her floating.
They would like to see the homes built there, and it appears that most people on the South Coast would like to not see homes built here. So, you know, it makes all kinds of sense.
It sounds like a no-brainer if that's what people want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to make a lot of people happy down here who maybe have... Now, for people who have land down here that's zoned for housing, that's another story. What I'm really opposed to is changing the zoning to increase the density, changing the ag zoning, and creating something that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people who have zone and want to build, you know, on private property. You know, you've got to respect that.
Sure, of course. But, you know, it's clear that there is a... a much more positive public perception or zeal for building houses in North County than here. That's for sure.
Bill Watkins.
Zeal is my word today.
Website, UCSB-EFP, economicforecastproject.com. There'll be some information there, some stuff you can get. And your final quote at your conference was, you got to be careful. If you don't know where you're going because you might not get there.
That's not me. That's Yogi Berra.
It reminds me of a pilot to the co-pilot saying, I don't know where we're going, but we're making good time.
There you go.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, thank you.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll take a quick break and come back. What segment are we coming back? Well, we're running way different today. We're going to have a quick short segment with Jeff McCune from Five Star Finance, if we can still find him. Thank you. Stay tuned.